Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Man Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Emanuel, the podcast. Welcome to another interview podcast. Yes, we have three more episodes left for 2023. We have today, and then we have next week, we have an interview. And then we have the Christmas special, which will, mind you, will be live on the YouTube channel. So stay tuned for that. I will be posting that up at the end of the, it should be already up on the channel. Channel on YouTube as well. But today I have Marco Torres on the podcast. How's it going, Marco?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I know we had a little technical or power outage before, but it's great to have you on finally. You know, it's just these things are unfortunate that happen, but you know, you don't know when the power is going to go out, right?
Exactly. So yeah, thank you for rescheduling us.
No problem. Yeah, I know what I was actually worried because you had internet in power outage. We had internet issues here in the studio, so I wasn't even sure I was going to have to reschedule as well, so that worked out either way. So can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I've been an entrepreneur since very early age. I guess I started at age 9 going door-to-door sales, building a paper route. By the age of 12, I had built the biggest paper route our local newspaper had ever seen. I was featured on the front page of the newspaper for building a pretty big route. By the age of 23, I had with my older brother and my mother 5 restaurants and a nightclub out on my own. Then I went on to become an internet marketing entrepreneur in the mid-90s. So I've been involved, a very early adapter in internet marketing. I was involved back when it was all mostly, you know, email marketing, building websites by hand and so forth, learning how to HTML code. So then I've watched the entire evolution and generated over $1 billion in sales online, either of my own companies or the companies that I've worked for. And today I focus on helping other entrepreneurs build a successful online businesses. That's what I get, you know, most excited about is reaching down the ladder and helping others with our Marketing Boost service.
Okay. Can you please talk about Marketing Talks Boost? What is it?
Yeah, marketingboost.com is the company I'm most excited about today among several that I own and operate. But Marketing Boost, we provide what I call the wow, surprise, and delight factor. For a very low cost subscription, any entrepreneur, solopreneur, large or small business can use our incentives for what we call incentive-based marketing. And we provide, the wow, surprise, and delight factor, the ability for a business owner to stand out from the crowd and offer travel incentives and restaurant savings vouchers. There are complimentary hotel stays, hotel savings cards, and restaurant savings vouchers that you can use to add value to whatever your call to action is instead of discounting, for example. So we have complimentary hotel stays in about 130 destinations around the world, from 3 to 7 night stays, hotel savings cards, and restaurant vouchers. And then we go about teaching these business owners how to, whatever industry they're in, you know, outside of the travel. Obviously, they work if you're in the travel space, but if you're in any other business as well, you can use these incentives to motivate people to, you know, give you their information as a trade show giveaway, create loyalty programs, reward programs, create a reason, you know, just reasons to book an appointment with you and show up on time for the Zoom call, and a million other ideas on how these incentives can be used to encourage your clients to do whatever your call to action is.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that term before, call to action, and it's a term I've really learned about as a podcaster too. You know, it's really important to have a call to action.
No, absolutely. And we have, like, we even have a bunch of podcasters that use our incentives, because there's ways to, for example, encourage people to join for a live, you know, I'm going live broadcasting on Tuesday or what have you. I think you mentioned Christmas podcast, you're going to be going live. For example, you could be saying, hey, we're giving away 3 vacations to Cancun, Mexico, mm-hmm. live on the call. So you're going to want to be on the live and you're going to want to be participating and, you know, answering and turn it into gamify a live event for for example, by offering, you know, different rewards for different calls to action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I listened to another podcast, and he actually mentioned call to action at the end of the podcast, whether you're, you know, promoting something or you're, you know, you're doing a course or something. It could be different things, and I've learned so much from that. And like, I think, what is my call to action? And that was kind of what my thought was. What is my call to action? And I'm starting to think about it now as I'm winding down the season, but it's very important.
No, absolutely. Anybody in business, if you're in business for yourself, obviously you've got to do what? You've got to be selling. The only way to acquire, to grow your business is really, there's only three ways that I know of to grow your business. You either need, one, to generate more clients. Two, you need to generate more sales from each of your existing clients. Or three, you need to get each of those existing clients to buy at a higher volume, a higher dollar amount. So at the end of the day, it's really two, more clients or make each client more valuable. So to do that, you need to create calls to action in the sense that you're going to say, hey, here's my new promotion. Here's my special offer. Here's our new opportunity. Here's our upgrade. You know, hey, if you buy this shirt, would you like some pants to go with it? That's a call to action. You know, like early years ago, I was reading a book the other day and found that, you know, it used to be when you went to buy clothes, I don't remember that because it's probably before my time, but before, when you went to go at a clothes store and buy clothes, you could not, there was no place and there was not encouraged for you to try them on. They were, you know, you'd take the shirt off the shelf and you'd buy it. You were not encouraged to try it on. And then some business owner got the smart idea of building some changing rooms and allowing people to go into a changing room and try clothes on. And then if they liked it, they would, you know, could buy it. But during those early days of when you were trying on the shirt, a good salesman would come along and say, well, hey, how about some pants to go with that? Let me bring you a good pair of pants that match that outfit. Here, hey, how about a belt to go with that? Hey, you might need some shoes to go with that. And now that you've got the shoes, the shirt, the jacket, the tie, you know, maybe how about a tie and a jacket? And before you know, every one of those was an upsell opportunity. They had a chance to, the trying on the shirt was like the free trial. You know, maybe whatever it is you offer, you have a free trial, right? Well, you got a free trial. You got to go put it on and see if it worked. And then it was, hey, the upsell, how about a pants? How about a belt? You know, other similar products that go along with it. Well, with Marketing Boost, what we do is make it easy to maybe encourage a bonus incentive to go with the upsell. So maybe you say, hey, when you buy the pants to go with the shirt, when you buy my widget B to go with widget A, we're going to throw in a $500 hotel savings card with it just as a bonus if you make the decision to buy that product B before the end of the week. And so now you create scarcity, urgency, in addition to enhancing your call to action.
All right. Can you talk about leading by giving?
Yeah, great question. Thanks for asking. We have a lot of business. This was developed actually by one of the members of our community. He's got a huge organization of insurance agents, and they came up with the idea to use our travel incentives to lead by giving and support local nonprofits. And they would support local nonprofits by contacting these nonprofits and saying, hey, we'd like to sponsor your next fundraising event. And our insurance agent XYZ will sponsor the event. And what we're going to do is, one of the things we're going to do is give you a, you know, half a dozen of these complimentary hotel stays in Las Vegas, Orlando, you know, San Diego and Cancun, Mexico. And you can auction them off, sell raffle tickets. They allow the nonprofit to do whatever they wanted to do to raise funds with those complimentary hotel stays and let them keep all the money. And then all they would ask for is, we just want to be at the event. We want to be able to give our elevator pitch. We want to tell everybody how these incentives work. Like, they don't include airfare, they don't include food and beverage, and they don't include the government taxes and fees. So they do the disclaimers, and then they're there for the auction, and then they are rubbing shoulders with the philanthropists. They're presenting themselves as the authority, the expert, and the philanthropist, the hero of the community. And they're rubbing shoulders with all these philanthropists and generating leads without having their sales hat on and not having to always be in sales mode. And so all of these different agents are doing that around the country, and they're generating more leads with this process than they know what to do with. They really are very successful at it. Many of their, you know, all these agents are all earning six-figure incomes because they're leading by giving, everything from sponsoring, supporting local police officers for fund drives for them, teachers, organizations, all kinds of ideas, you know, high school football, equipment drives. And as they're supporting these fundraisers, they're there rubbing shoulders with the opportunity to, and when they're handing out whoever won the auction, you know, they might even use it from door as door prizes or give everybody who comes to the live event a $100 restaurant savings voucher. So now they have the opportunity to meet with everybody and get their contact information to send them the free restaurant savings voucher. And they're generating these leads that they can then follow up with and say, hey, you know, we're the experts. If you're looking to get your financial, you know, if you're a realtor and you do that, you could say, hey, we're the, if you're buying, selling, or renting real estate, don't forget, I'm your expert when it comes to that. If I'm the plumber, hey, we're the best plumbers in town. If you need plumbing, don't forget Joe's Plumbing. And so, you know, you're networking essentially in these nonprofits, and you're leading by giving, taking that sales head off. So that's one of the ways that we found a lot of members being very successful.
Okay. Can you talk about building a personal brand while helping nonprofits?
Well, yeah, it's along the same lines of what we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. When you're helping these nonprofits with this particular format, you know, whether you use Marketing Boost incentives or not, but if you're using Marketing Boost incentives, we make it easy for you to do that affordably, because your cost is only $37 a month to be a member of Marketing Boost, and you have unlimited availability of, you know, unlimited amount of these incentives that you can offer to the nonprofits, for example, to help them with their cause. And now you are at this event helping the cause, and you are setting, again, showing yourself as the expert, the authority, and the philanthropist, and branding yourself as the expert who can afford to give away these high value perceived travel incentives. And you know, people are going to look at that and go, wow, when I need to update my my insurance needs or what have you, I'm going to think of Joe, or I'm going to think of Mary Jane over here, or whatever. So that's a great way to, you know, just start setting yourself apart from everybody else.
It's important to set yourself apart from everyone else too. It's really important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's the word I'm looking for. Uniqueness. That's what I was thinking.
Yep. You can be, you know, quite unique based, you know, not only in person with these promotions, or, you know, online. And I mean, we've got a bunch of case studies for different industry niches, because a lot of people don't know don't realize how you can add incentives to whatever you're called action is. So one idea, I mean, one that I'd like to talk about that most people don't recognize or when they're trying to think about, how do I add incentives to my business? That doesn't make sense. I don't see how travel would work or how to add an incentive. But one everybody's going to recognize is Jeff Bezos with Amazon. What did he do in 2005 that's really started to blow up his business? He launched Amazon Prime in 2005 for $79 a year. You bought Amazon Prime, but the incentive was free shipping. We didn't buy it to get the video streaming back then. Nobody was really streaming video too much in 2005, but we were interested in what? Free shipping. That was the incentive. That was the draw card. That was the wow, free shipping. And boom, we bought into that, and we became loyal shoppers on Amazon because he had that incentive that, you know, pulled us in. And so whether you use Marketing Boost or not, you need to try to find your incentive. What is your, you know, what is your Happy Meal? McDonald's is another example. McDonald's offers the Happy Meal, and parents around the globe are choosing McDonald's over other fast food outlets because they have that Happy Meal where they can get the snack, you know, the bundle, the snack, the soda, and the toy for their kids. So what is your Happy Meal? What is your adult Happy Meal? What is your business Happy Meal? So you can get people to choose you over somebody else and take their eye off of the price and focus on the prize.
I totally agree. I really agree with that. It's along the line of marketing too. Like they're marketing it, and like it's amazing. How can a small business stand out in a crowded space?
Well, you know, that is a key, right? When most of us today are competing with a whole bunch of people in the same pool or in the same blue ocean, and so you've got to find a way to stand out from the crowd. And you know, one of the mistakes that too many business owners make, I've done the same in my career, and that is to think, well, I'm going to stand out from the crowd by being the lowest price. I will discount my offers until I'm blue in the face. And what happens when you start discounting to be the lowest price offer is eventually somebody's going to be lower than you. And then you're on a race to the bottom. And what many people don't do the math, you know, they don't realize, okay, let's say, for example, your business is, you know, you've got a 20% net profit at the end of the day after all your expenses, after your rent, your mortgage, your staffing, your advertising expenses, your payroll, the whole ball of wax. You got 20% left over on a good day. And now you offer a 10% discount. Well, you just took 10% off the top. So that means you're now cutting your profits by 50%. And to get back to the same place you were before the 10% discount, that promo better be generating at least double your previous sales just to get back to the same place you were before. So in order for that discount to make a difference, you got to be at three times what you were doing before the discount. So that you can see how even a 10% discount can really start devastating your bottom line. So rather than discounts, what can you do to add value? What can you do to stand out from the crowd and add value versus discounting? And that might be, you know, adding more widgets. So for example, if you're a business coach and you're trying to get people to sign up for 6 months of your services, knowing it's going to take you 3 to 6 months for that business, that client to follow your instructions and work with you and give them a chance, give you a chance to help them push their business in a new direction. Well, you might offer them, you know, hey, one idea, you know, pay for 6 months and you get the 7th month free. Instead of discounting those 6 months, add more value. Add something that doesn't necessarily cost you hard dollars, but provides more value, more widgets. That's why, you know, BOGO offers, buy one, get one free, are very effective. In my area, grocery stores, you walk in, they've got all these huge baskets at the entrance, BOGO, buy one, get one free offers. And, you know, they almost double the price in the first place. You know, yesterday, those two jars of mayo were $2.95 each. Now you can get BOGO, you can get 2 for 1 and they cost, you know, $5.75. But our greed button and our natural, see the special offer, buy one, get one. And we're picking up and we end up buying things we weren't looking for, we didn't need, and we're buying two of them instead of one of them. And the business, you know, the retail store, they got you to buy something you didn't need, didn't necessarily want, but now you got two of them instead of one. So they got more value from that client. They got you to spend more than you thought than you went in the door for. You went in to buy milk and now you came out with a whole bunch of extra stuff. And that's the whole idea that I was talking about before. You need more clients and you need each client to spend more. So one of the ways is, you know, adding value of some kind versus discounts, whether it be offering bonus widgets, additional value, some kind, or adding marketing boost incentives as one of the ideas to add to your value stack.
Okay. I know, like, I've been to one of the convenience stores around my area here, and I went to get like a pop. Well, in the U.S. it's called soda. And they have like a four pop for $5. Like, and like, it's just like, you're, it's that draw, that pull in. Like, I just want to get two, and then, but no, it's like, yeah, I gotta get four. You know what? It's still worth it though. In the end, you get more for $5. I think it came up to like $11 or $12. So still, that's better than spending like $20 on eight bottles of pop, right?
So, but you get, yeah, you, that's exactly the idea I'm talking about. So you went in to buy one soda, for example, and instead bought four.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe per bottle, they might have made less money, but they got you to spend more than you came in to buy. So they generated more cash flow, and they, you know, maybe less profit per unit, but they got more cash flow. They got more value out of you as a customer. And in addition to buying the four pops for $5, you might have picked up a bag of chips, and you might have picked up some chewing gum at the counter, and you might have picked up. So the draw card might have been the big sign out front, you know, while you were pumping gas in the gas, you know, in your car, petrol, you bought $20 worth of petrol, but the sign on the gas pump said, hey, get four sodas for $5. So now you walk into the store, you bought the four sodas for $5, and you picked up a bag of chips, and you picked up some chewing gum, and you picked up, you know, some mouth, you know, wash or whatever. Before you know it, you spent $40 in there.
Yeah. I think he's the owner actually, but he actually said we have other good good deal. Like really? I have to get to the bus, which it was across the street from where I was getting the bus to go to the mall to see friends. Like, do I have time to look around some more? No. That draw card. But nice, a nice guy. I can't badmouth him. He's really super nice. He's been fantastic to me. I think two of the stores have been fantastic, but even the one that's closer into here, to me here, is you get two for, I think, $5 or something like that. And it's like sometimes I'll get four, three. Like, okay, Chris, you get one more, you get a little bit, it'll be a lot cheaper. So, okay.
Well, you get the idea. I mean, that's why every, for example, grocery stores, you know, one of the items that people buy the most is milk, eggs, and bread. And they could put them at the front of the store for convenience, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what are they? Are all of those three items are at the back of the store. So they will kind of force you to walk all the way through, all the way to the back in the corner. And on your way, you're going to find yourself picking up some cereal. You're going to find yourself, oh, I could use some coffee. I might as well pick up, you know, some creamer, plus the milk, plus the eggs, plus the bread. Yeah. And then you pick up some hot dogs. And before you know it, you're coming out the door spending, instead of $3 on a gallon of milk, you spent, you know, $35 or $50 or $200.
Yeah. Like Kevin would say from Home Alone, eggs, milk, and fabric softener.
Right.
But yeah, no, if the marketing work, then like this, and I admit, I think the incentive they give us, it works. It, you know, it sells.
Yep.
Can you explain what a lead magnet is?
Oh, good question. Lead magnets are something that's still very powerful today, and they've been out for, you know, several, maybe a decade or more, where business owners are leading by giving. Again, they're one of the ways to generate leads, and in business, you need more leads. We all need more leads. Without leads, you don't have customers. So you got to start with the lead, and then ideally you want qualified leads. So now, how do you take a lead to become a qualified lead or an engaged lead? And one of the things very successful entrepreneurs and marketers are doing around the globe is they're providing what we call a lead magnet. And that is providing free content. Maybe it's a PDF with, you know, if you're a realtor, it's how to buy your first home with no money down, how to get financing with bad credit. Maybe it's a video training on how to do this and that. So the idea is, come up with value that you can give your leads, your prospects, for free, where you're giving them a lot of the how-to, a lot of value. What can you give them free, all about what, and then at the end, leave them with wanting more. Leave them okay, you told me how I could buy a home for free or buy a home with little money down, but now it's like, but I still don't know how I would do that. Well, click here, book an appointment with me, and we'll show you how. So your lead magnet educated them, encouraged them, showed that you were the business expert, that you were the solution to helping buy a home with little or no money down, to helping them buy a home with poor or medium credit. And now you're the expert on helping them how to do that. And then your lead magnet always is going to offer the call to action of book an appointment or buy my training system for, you know, a low price or what have you, and you start moving them up your purchase ladder. And so lead magnets are very powerful, and you can also add the marketing boost incentives, one of what I call a micro incentive for a micro call to action. So you might say, download my free PDF on how to do whatever it is you do. If you're a plumber, you might say, download my free PDF on how to ensure that your house, you know, you're not gonna, you're not gonna go on vacation and come home and find your pipes broken, water all over the place. How to make sure you don't have an accident while you're traveling. Download our PDF, make sure your home is, free from accidents while traveling, and, you know, from when it comes to plumbing. And so now they download that, and then what is part of the process? Well, they need you to come out and give an inspection to their plumbing and so on. So you might go through, you know, but the idea is you might say, get a free, you know, when you download this PDF, we're going to reward you with a $100 restaurant savings voucher with the PDF. So provide us your best email address and your best phone number so we can text you and email you your free restaurant savings voucher along with your PDF on along with our free info kit. And so by adding the incentive, you can require and ask for example, your best email, your best phone number, and you're likely to get a better, not their junk email, but they're a better email. So you have the topper, you can follow up and communicate with that prospect. So lead magnets are very powerful, and then maybe adding additional incentives will help you get their better, their best email address and so forth.
All right. Does a good lead magnet still work for lead generation?
Well, yeah, that's what I was just covering. They definitely still do. They've been around so long that here's why that question is very good. Lead magnets have been around so long, actually, that a lot of us are kind of gun-shy when it comes to filling out the form and putting in your name, phone number, and email, because you really don't want to get spammed to death with a bunch of emails or text messages or even worse, don't call me. But that's where I suggest, and I've seen a lot of our business owners, our members, succeed with those lead magnets even more than normal, because by adding the additional incentive, a $100 hotel savings card, a $200 hotel savings card, a $100 restaurant savings voucher, those smaller, they can be asking, hey, give us your best email and accurate phone number, and we're going to reward you with this bonus. Not only will you get our free info kit, but you're going to get this bonus of a $200 our hotel savings card, good at over 1 million hotels worldwide. And that's how, to answer your question, lead magnets still work today. But we find, or we have helped many of our clients that use Marketing Boost, get better qualified leads by adding an incentive to the lead magnet as part of the bonus for, as part of the freebie, just for providing a the contact information.
Okay. What is the secret weapon of the world's smartest marketers you refer to on your website?
Great question. What we refer to there as the secret weapon is Marketing Boost Solutions. Because here's what we do. Marketing Boost is the mastermind secret of many, many marketers out there. We have thousands of business owners. I mean, my Facebook group alone has over 30,000 entrepreneurs that are in our private Facebook group, where we're sharing ideas on how to use these incentives to grow your business. And your client, when you are a member of Marketing Boost and you're giving away using these hotel savings cards to create rewards programs, loyalty programs, trade show giveaways for lead generation, sweepstakes online, et cetera. Well, when your clients receive these complimentary incentives, they won't know that it only cost you as the business owner $37 a month. They're getting the high perceived complimentary hotel stay from you, and that they're not finding out. We're not marketing to consumers, we're marketing to business owners. So the consumer does not find out. They're all powered by our travel company that's called redeemvacations.com. So when you send somebody you give them the free trip, they're going to redeemvacations.com to activate the certificate and use it. And therefore, they're not finding out about your little secret called Marketing Boost, which is the mastermind secret of many a marketer.
Okay. Any advice for marketing your product or website that can help you get leads?
Advice for marketing your website to help you get leads.
Or products as well.
One advice I have is get on podcasting shows like yours. Find yourself, if you're the expert and the authority on whatever it is you offer, then you should, come up with a good way to present your story and polish that, and then try to get invited on podcasts. Back in the beginning of 2022, I decided I was going to get, hired or invited on guest speaker on many shows. I've probably done about 150 shows over the last year and a half or so. And it's been fun, and it's been a great way to get the story of my business out there without always having to spend a lot of money in advertising. It's been good for my SEO marketing, because people search my business name, my brands or whatever, or my name, and I come up listed in all these shows on Audible, you name it, all the podcast outlets, Spotify, Apple, etc. And it begins to start, again, building you up and showing that you're the expert and the authority. And then you can post those interviews of you on your website as kind of the testimonial that you are the authority, and that's going to help you. In addition to generating another big idea that I would tell anybody listening, is you've got to be generating social proof. You've got to be having referrals. I mean, you got to have testimonials and reviews. And one of the ways the way Marketing Boost was born in the first place, it came about as an accidental idea where we were trying to find ways to motivate clients to give us a video review of some of the hotels and resorts that we were marketing. We sold travel before we got into this business. So we still have travel websites, but we wanted our clients to do selfie video reviews of the hotel and the resorts we were selling, and we couldn't get anybody to do it. So then we thought, you know what, let's offer them a bonus trip while they're on vacation and say, hey, if you will film a selfie testimonial and brag about the hotel you're staying at and about us, we'll reward you with a bonus trip for 3 nights and here or there. And then that started flowing in these reviews. And then we had to turn it off because this was expensive to give away the hotel rooms. Until we came up with the concept that we offer today, we went back to our hotel partners and we said, look, you've got a problem we can fix. You've got hotels that are not, you know, your hotels are never full year round. And long story short, we convinced hotels to participate with us where we're helping them fill rooms that would otherwise go empty with people that use these travel incentives. And they're generating some revenue versus none. These people that we're putting into these rooms for free, they are spending money at the restaurant, the bar, the spa, the gift shop, room service, casino, the excursion desk, upgrading room types. So the hotels are winning. The Marketing Boost member wins using our incentives. And the person who receives one of these incentive wins big because they get to travel for pennies on the dollar. So that's how Marketing Boost works. And that's why it's a win-win-win, and how you can use these to enhance whatever your call to action is today.
All right. Is there anything else you want to add that we did not talk about?
Yeah, you know, the only other thing I would add to business owners out there getting started, or even if you've been around a while, I know for years, my partners and I, we were all kind of like workaholics. We are all trying to do everything ourselves. We didn't want to spend the money to hire people to do things because it was like we were a startup and we're trying to do everything ourselves. And the lesson I've learned there and continue to preach today is don't try to do everything yourself. Hire virtual assistants. It's never been easier. The software is out there. There's never been more tools available, but all of them require learning curves. You know, there's easy CRM systems and funnel builders and website builders. But they all, instead of trying to teach yourself how to do this thing and how to do that and how to use ChatGPT and how to use my funnel builder and how do you send emails, instead of trying to do it all yourself, invest the money in hiring people that are smarter than you at certain areas that you're not, and get the job done so you as the owner can focus, visualize your business from 30,000 feet above and work on building the business versus working in the business. And hire people, build a team, even if they're not full-timers, but build a team you can reach out to delegate things to get things done. So when you get up every morning, you can just check off and follow up. Is this getting done? Is that getting done? Did that get done? And now you're focusing on either sales or training, or focusing on making sure your salespeople are doing the right thing, or you're focusing on opportunities. You're focusing on networking. You know, you're focusing on the bigger picture.
Yeah, I agree. And I actually have an assistant, Kelsey, big shout out to her. She's always in the chat room on YouTube on the premieres on Sundays. But, you know, to have her to help me out, you know, it makes my life so much easier to getting stuff done. I can, you know, focus on the content side of things. And, you know, she's starting to learn a lot of behind the scenes of the website and all that. So, you know, it's great to have an actual assistant to help you out, and to have a team behind you, it's really important too.
Yep, that's my point. So you've got, you know, one assistant now, and or maybe more. But the point is, you start with one, then you end up with two, and before you know it, you know, you've got 100 call. I have a call center in the Philippines with over 100 agents, so it keeps growing. I've got another team of IT staff in India, and more IT staff in Pakistan, and I've got people in Paraguay working for me, and I've got, you know, people in Australia. So before you know it, you're building an operation that's generating, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a day in sales, and you have a team working for you around the globe.
I agree. Is there a website or a social media you'd like to promote?
Yeah, go look for us at marketingboostsolutions.com, marketingboostsolutions.com. From that link, you can click on the, we have, you'll see a number of products and services that we offer to help boost your marketing efforts. We have a CRM platform. We have a number of different things that we recommend. But there's a link to the Marketing Boost side that we've been talking about today. You can actually, for your listeners, Chris, you can get your clients, your listeners can get a free account of Marketing Boost with no credit card required. It's a slimmed down version, but it gives them a chance to see what we're talking about, give themselves one of the complimentary hotel stays to try for themselves at marketingboostsolutions.com. Free account, no credit card required.
All right. And you have your Facebook, I'm sure that's on your website too. Your Facebook group is on, it's linked on there as well, right?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay. I'd like to thank you for coming on the podcast today, Marco. That's great to chat with you.
Oh, one last plug. We also have our own podcast. It's Marketing Boost Solutions Podcast. And we'd love to invite you to listen into our shows as well.
And you can find that on any of the podcast platforms, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. Thank you again for coming on. It was great connecting you and actually chatting with you. And I wish you all the best. And, you know, if you need anything else or you have anything else you want to promote, I'm always around. And wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. And enjoy your turkey dinner, coming up for Christmas or whatever you do.
I don't know what we're doing yet. It might be ham. It might be turkey. We had turkey not long ago, so probably ham, but who knows. As always, you can follow Crispy on the Web on Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram, Threads at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys on, I do not know. I don't even know what my schedule is. I think there is a bonus episode coming up. Yeah, I'm stalling. There's a bonus episode coming up on the Wednesday. That will be the last bonus episode for 2023. I will see you guys then. Until then, have a good one and bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.